Welcome, everybody, to GRHS iRadio's live coverage of men's basketball from George Ranch High School. Coach Charlie Jones and the Longhorns are in year two of 23-6A varsity play and want to play deeper into the UIL playoffs and bring home a 6A men's basketball championship trophy to George Ranch High School this season. George Ranch High School men's basketball is proudly brought to you live on GRHS iRadio by our sponsors, the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Gilman Honda Fort Bend, and Camp Logan Cement Works. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tarando and the GRHS iRadio broadcast team for tonight's Longhorns men's basketball game. We win at the Ranch.
Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. This is my mic. All right, let me see. This is mic two, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, mic two. All right, crowd mic, mic one. Great. I appreciate it, Don. Thank you very much.
Welcome, everybody, to GRHS iRadio's live coverage of men's basketball from George Ranch High School. Coach Charlie Jones and the Longhorns are in year two of 23-6A varsity play and want to play deeper into the UIL playoffs and bring home a 6A men's basketball championship trophy to George Ranch High School this season. George Ranch High School men's basketball is proudly brought to you live on GRHS iRadio by our sponsors, the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Gilman Honda Fort Bend, and Camp Logan Cement Works. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tarando and the GRHS iRadio broadcast team for tonight's Longhorns men's basketball game. We win at the Ranch.
Thank you, Michelle Fisher, and welcome in, everybody, to live Longhorns varsity basketball from the campus of George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. This is our first opportunity to see the men's basketball team for the 17-18 season and to call one of their games. It's Charlie Jones's George Ranch Longhorns playing host to the Yellow Jackets from Alvin High School in 24-6A. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tarando, and it's always my pleasure to bring you live George Ranch High School sports on GRHSI Radio. Both of these clubs have had a rocky go of it in their early non-district games. The Yellow Jackets come in here at just one game shy of the 500 mark at 7-8, while George Ranch is a little bit further away from the 50-50 mark at 5-9. They've had to contend with a lot of injuries along the way, and we'll talk about those. And in our pregame interview, Charlie Jones will fill you in a little bit more about the injury bug that has plagued George Ranch here early on. Both of these teams play two more non-district games, including this one, before district play starts next week in 23-6A and 24-6A, respectively. When we come back, we'll have our interviews with both of our coaches. We'll introduce you to the starters in tonight's game. But for now, you're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball from George Ranch on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Thank you, Brett Dolden, back at George Ranch High School, and we're in our pregame mode. We're waiting for the JV game to conclude. George Ranch ahead of the Alvin Yellow Jackets 42-38 with a couple of minutes left in that one. In the freshman A game in this gymnasium, it was George Ranch 35 and the Yellow Jackets 34. As promised in our pregame show, we got interviews with both coaches. We'll start with our visiting coach, John Oliverio. He's the head man for the Yellow Jackets. Our pleasure to sit down with the head coach from Alvin High School, John Oliverio. Coach, first of all, welcome to George Ranch.
Thank you very much. We're excited to be here.
As Charlie Jones's club has done, and as teams normally do during non-district play, you've been involved in a lot of tournaments between now and the beginning of the season. Tell me some of your takeaways from those tournaments.
Well, we went up to two good tournaments, one in Nederland and one in New Caney. Both excellent tournaments with some great competition. We've learned our team. You know, we have a very young team this year, even though we have a lot of seniors. A lot of them weren't varsity players last year. And then we have some other players that are not seniors that are getting their first chance up here. We've gone against some really good competition, and we're battling and trying to get better every game.
Tell me about the health of your club. Charlie Jones has a few kids up on the shelf right now. How's your club doing?
Well, 2 weeks ago, we'd have been the same way. We came off a young man had a concussion, and at one of those tournaments you spoke about, we had to find out how to get to an emergency room and do all the medical forms and things like that, but we got through that. So, this time of year in Houston, a lot of people dealing with flu and cough and cold and stuff like that. So, but right now we're hopefully keeping our fingers crossed and our prayers. We're relatively healthy.
How do you guys get ready for a game like this since you're playing clubs in non-district play that you don't normally see all around the greater Houston area? How do you get ready for teams like this?
Well, there's a lot of things, you know, that are out there. I mean, technology these days is unbelievable with the different programs out there, Crossover and Huddle. So you can get film on anybody. But, you know, basketball is basketball, you know. I mean, it's the oldest game, you know, one of the oldest games out there. Pick and roll is pick and roll. Rebounding is rebounding. Who's going to get on the floor, you know, after that loose ball? You know, every game I ever watch, you know, the teams are rebounding and doing all the little things, you know, the 50-50 balls, those are the teams that, you know, get after it. You know, I've been coaching a long time, and, you know, being in a good stance on defense and talking and communicating, those are things that we build on, you know. But, you know, you get scouting reports on, you know, what the better players are, and, you know, Max Preps has a great job out there of putting out stats. But on any night, you know, a young man can step up and make shots and things like that, just like the NBA and just like college. So we're all practicing, we're all working hard, but I know we concentrate on the rebound battle, and every game that we've won the rebound battle. Every game we've lost the rebound battle. So Pat Riley said a long time ago, you know, to Magic, no rebounds, no rings. So we're not there, but no rebounds, no wins.
What are you expecting from George Ranch tonight?
I think they're going to come out and play some real tough, aggressive man-to-man defense, maybe some full-court press and trap us. That's what a lot of teams try to do against Alvin. And, you know, when we handle it, you know, it's easy baskets. You know, I mean, when you play some teams in our district like Dickinson, they go full court, you know, 32 minutes of trapping and running and gunning and very aggressive. So tonight's going to be a great test for us. We're all starting district, you know, if not already, but, you know, in the upcoming weeks, George Ranch will be a similar team to some of the teams in our district, like Dickinson, and so we got to be able to handle it.
Good luck.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. That's the head basketball coach from Alvin High School, John Oliverio. Next up is Charlie Jones. We'll take a break in between, though. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Harrell & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell & Johnson Dentistry.
Back at George Ranch High School, waiting for JV game to conclude. Now 13 and a half seconds left. George Ranch by 4, 44-40. And as promised before the break, we have our pregame interview with Charlie Jones. All right, Charlie Jones is here, and welcome, stranger. I don't think I've talked to you in 8 or 9 months on the air, at least.
It's been a long time. It's good to have you back in the gym.
Glad to be here. So, looking over your lineup, first of all, by and large, looking at all of your players, you seem to have a bigger club this year.
Well, actually, we have a lot of kids that are injured, so we have a lot on the roster, but we've been playing with 9 or 10 for the whole year, so we're trying to get healthy. We're just having a tough time with that this year.
And you're also a little bit top-heavy in upperclassmen. You got 7 seniors, you got 4 juniors on your club. That helps a little bit with experience.
Well, the problem is the ones that are older have been hurt, so we've been actually rolling with 3 freshmen of the 9. So it's been a learning experience. We've been playing pretty well, so we're trying to just keep getting better and get ready for district.
So when you have injuries, and we talked to Coach Pierce about this too, because she had some early injuries with her club. We don't like injuries. They're part of the game, but it gives you a chance to look at some other guys, either by force or otherwise.
Yeah, a lot of guys that wouldn't be playing a lot of minutes have been playing a lot of minutes and being able to develop some game time. So when we get everyone healthy, we'll be a little deeper.
And what are your takeaways now from some of those guys that you had to put in because you've had those injuries?
They're really gaining my trust. They've been practicing hard, playing hard, and hopefully we can put 10 to 12 guys out on the floor and not skip a beat.
You know, early on, every club in non-district play has a lot of tournament play where you got multiple games per day or multiple games in a weekend. What has that shown you about your club?
Well, it showed us that they could fight a little bit. We played last weekend in a tournament. We only had 8 players, so we had to get in shape. We had to fight, and they came together, so they were very resilient. It was just a good time for us.
What are you expecting from John Olivero's club here and the Alvin Yellow Jackets?
He's a good coach. The kids are really tough. They play very hard. They're organized. It's gonna be a tough one. We got to come out and play, and hopefully we just keep getting better and just try to come out with a win tonight.
What's your game plan? How do you strategize against a team like that?
You just try to play good basketball. We always stress good basketball. And if you play good basketball and you play hard, then you always have a chance to win when the final buzzer goes off.
All right, good luck. Welcome back.
Thank you.
That's our interview with Charlie Jones, and as that interview concluded, so did the JV game. George Ranch wins it 44-42 over the Yellow Jackets from Alvin High School. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll tell you how these teams got here, their records, and introduce you to the starting lineups for both clubs. You're listening to live George Ranch Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor. The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
Back at George Ranch High School, waiting for varsity play to begin. Yellow Jackets from Alvin High School are in the gym tonight facing George Ranch. Let's look at how they got here and some of their victories and some of their losses along the way. As we talked about in the pregame with John Oliverio, both clubs play a lot of tournament play in shaping up their non-district schedule. Before district play starts for both clubs, it'll start on Tuesday night next week. Both 23-6A and 24-6A play will begin next Tuesday night. But clubs are filling in games, and that means a lot of tournament play, where you're playing two, three games, maybe four over the weekend in a tournament. The Yellow Jackets come in here at 7-8. They lost three games right out of the box when they started in mid-November. Picked up a couple wins after that against Lamarck and Caney Creek. Lost a couple against Willis and Ball High School. Won a couple more against Santa Fe and Port Neches Groves. And then they've been on a cadence of losing, winning, losing, winning. Their last game on December 8th. Last Friday, they picked up a win against Pasadena, 44-43, to shape their record at 7-8 coming in here to George Ranch. On the other side of the ledger, the Longhorns are 5-9. They, too, started out the season with three consecutive losses before they got in the win column against Fort Bend Austin. Longhorns beat them 46-36. To get their first win of the season. Then the Longhorns dropped four games in a row, picked up a couple wins, one against Cooper, one against HCYA in the latter part of November and early December. And then the Longhorns also were on a lose one, win one cadence all the way through last Friday when the Longhorns picked up victory as well, 55-53 over Strake Jesuit. And that put their win-loss total at 5-9 coming into the ball game. What do you got, Charlie? He's going to start? Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Charlie Jones putting a little correction in our book here. E.J. Brumfield will wear number 3 tonight. Darius Russo, who is expected back in the lineup on Friday, he's out. And so E.J. Brumfield will wear number 3 in tonight's game against the Yellow Jackets. When we come back, we'll introduce you to the starters for both clubs, the Yellow Jackets from Alvin High School and the George Ranch Longhorns. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHS iRadio.
We're back at George Ranch High School waiting for the start of this men's basketball game tonight. Alvin High School Yellow Jackets are in the gym to face George Ranch. And we'll give you the starting lineups first for John Oliverio's club. They are 7-8. They play their district play in 24-6A. One starter, a 6'1 senior, Kobe Bailey. Another guard, 6'0 senior, Damian Robledo. The third starter, a forward, 6'3 junior, Caleb Elsie. At the three, a junior, he's 6'3", Travis Phelps. And then at the fifth spot, a senior, 6'2 forward, Leandre Johnson. It'll be Kobe Bailey, Damian Robledo, Caleb Elsie, Travis Phelps, and Leandre Johnson for the Alvin High School Yellow Jackets. For George Ranch, 6'3 senior, Marvis Odiah. 5'10 senior, Matthew Berger. A 6'2 junior, Noah Thomason. A 6'2 senior, Hugo Itufu. And one of the freshmen that Charlie Jones alluded to in our interview, who's had to step in and fill some shoes because of the injury to several players in the early part of the season. It's 6'4 freshman, Nixon Bess. Marvis Odiah, Matthew Berger, Noah Thomason, Hugo Itufu, and Nixon Bess, the starting five for the George Ranch Longhorns. When we come back, we'll have our national anthem and the opening tip. You're listening to Live George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation.
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
And we'd also like to welcome in one of our newest George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club sponsors to the broadcast. That's Gilman Honda of Fort Bend. The Gilman Auto Group is celebrating its 79th year of service to the Houston, Harris County, and Fort Bend County communities. Gilman Honda of Fort Bend has hundreds of automobiles in their new and pre-owned inventory. Just come on out and find a vehicle that fits your needs. That's Gilman Honda Fort Bend, 26029 Southwest Freeway in Rosenberg. You can call Gilman at 1-800-615-2726 or find them on the web at Gilman Honda FT Bend. That's Gilman Honda FT Bend.com. As we've talked about, and Charlie Jones filled you in, there have been some injuries. Ben Taylor, a 6'4 sophomore, is out for the season with a leg injury. Darius Russo, a 5'8 senior, is due back on Friday. Chris Johnson, a 6'1 senior, is due back after the first of the year. So Charlie Jones had to fill in and use some of his freshmen, especially in starting roles during the season. So he's going to look forward to getting Darius Russo back on Friday and then Chris Johnson back after the first of the year. We're about ready to tip off here. Caleb Elsie, a 6'3 junior, will tip off against Nixon Bess, the 6'4 freshman for George Ranch. And we are underway at George Ranch High School. Yellow Jackets with the ball. Kobe Bailey out top. And now gives it inside. And a drive on the basket is good by Caleb Elsie. And the Yellow Jackets are on the board first. They lead 2-0. Longhorns track down the wild throw. Matthew Berger has it. Now on top to Noah Thomason. Thomason tries to get it inside. Can't do that. Ball is knocked away and knocked to the floor by Leandre Johnson. And the Longhorns are awarded the ball. Matthew Berger will inbound. Gets it in to Hugo Itufu. Itufu out top to Marvis Odaya in the corner to Berger. Back out top to Odaya. Odaya in the near corner to Hugo Itufu. And George Ranch working the ball around the perimeter, trying to find a chance to put it up. Good defense by the Yellow Jackets so far. They're in a zone, a 2-3 zone. And they got Noah Thomason isolated out top. Now to Odaya. He drives the basket, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Caleb Elsie, his first. And at the free throw line is Marvis Odaya. Best free throw shooter for George Ranch at 69%. And that first one is off the back iron and no good. Checking in now, Samuel Bell is in the ballgame for Alvin. Caleb Elsie checks out for a bit. Odaya with his second free throw, and that one is good. George Ranch on the board. It's 2-1, Alvin. George Ranch will press early on. Odaya takes his counterpart wearing 0, Kobe Bailey. And now this one is stolen away by George Ranch. First turnover of the ball game for the Yellow Jackets. George Ranch drive on the basket. No good. Rebounded by Alvin. Kobe Bailey with the basketball. Out top being guarded by Odaya. Now to Samuel Bell. Over to Leandre Johnson. Back to Bailey. That one almost stolen away by George Ranch. Now in the hands of Damian Robledo. He puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by George Ranch. Odaya to Noah Thomason. Back out top to Odaya. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Rebound by George Ranch. Scramble for the ball. Longhorns come away with it. Noah Thomason out top. 5:07 left in the first quarter. It's 2-1. Alvin. Thomason. To Berger on the right side. Back to Noah Thomason. In the corner to Odaya. Three-pointer on its way is good by Matthew Odaya. He's got all 4 points, and the Longhorns lead 4-2. Pressed by George Ranch. Yellow Jackets a little bit of trouble getting it in, but they do. Now, behind the back pass by Travis Phelps goes out of bounds. Second turnover by the Yellow Jackets. George Ranch, error-free ball early on. Inbounding, Yugo Itufu gets it into Noah Thomason. No press by the Yellow Jackets. And now a official's timeout. And they'll chat about something. George Ranch leads 4-2. Marvis Odaya, all 4 points for George Ranch. And a basket by Caleb Elsie early on. And that's where we are so far. Maybe a little bit of trouble with the scoreboard. One referee is talking about that, went over to the scorer's table. As we've told you in some of our broadcasts of the women's basketball games, the scoreboard we're looking at in the northwest part of the gym only has the home score and the time. I have to kind of crane my neck on the one behind us to make sure we got the running score complete. Longhorns put up a shot. No good. Get their own rebound. Odaya in the far corner. Out top to Noah Thomason. Thomason drifts right. Now goes to the lane to Matthew Berger. To Odaya. Odaya is stripped of the basketball. First turnover for George Ranch. Kobe Bailey is definitely the point guard for the Yellow Jackets. He's directed every play down court, and now a third turnover by the Yellow Jackets. Daryl Hill dragged his pivot foot. He's in the ballgame now, 6'2", the senior Daryl Hill. And that's the third turnover for Alvin. George Ranch with one to Berger. Out top to Noah Thomason. Back to Jaden Briscoe in the ballgame now. Briscoe on the far side. Puts up a three-pointer, and that's good. Jaden Briscoe, a freshman for Charlie Jones, puts up a three and makes his presence felt right away as he just entered the ballgame. It's 7-2, George Ranch. Paul Kintervater is in for the Yellow Jackets with the ball. Now to Bailey. Damian Robledo right in front of us, looking for the pass, doesn't get it. Bailey, let's go, a three-pointer, and that's good. Kobe Bailey with his first 3 points of the night. And it's 7-5, George Ranch. Into the corner, Briscoe, another three-pointer. That one off the back iron, good rebound by George Ranch. Ezekiel Wandy is in now. Thomason, pass goes off of George Ranch and out of bounds. Ezekiel Wandy is in the ballgame for Charlie Jones. Second turnover of the game for the Longhorns. Good press by George Ranch, broken by Alvin. Adam Gonzalez in for the Yellow Jackets. He's got the basketball out top, being dogged by McKinley Harris, who's in for George Ranch. And now stolen away by Noah Thomason. He puts up the left-hander. That's good, and he's fouled. Noah Thomason with his first 2 points. And the foul whistled against James Lucky, a 6'3 sophomore. And Thomason will go to the line. Noah Thomason with the strip. And a left-handed layup. Now at the free throw line, left-handed shot on its way. And that's good by Noah Thomason. He makes it a three-point play, and the lead is 10-5. Adam Gonzalez with the ball, being dogged out top by Jaden Briscoe. Good defense by Briscoe. And now the ball inside. Caleb Elsie puts up the shot. That's no good. But the foul is whistled against George Ranch. And that's Ezekiel Wandy's first personal foul. First shot by Elsie is no good. 2:41 left in the first quarter. Longhorns by five. It's 10-5. Make that 10-6. Second free throw by Elsie is good. Noah Thomason out top to Ezekiel Wandy. Thomason in the left corner. Ori Limbrick is in and has the basketball for George Ranch. Now to Thomason on the right side. Thomason, little jump shot, no good. Rebound knocked away and taken by the Yellow Jackets. Good board there by Caleb Elsie. Adam Gonzalez being double-teamed. Ball tried to get the ball down low again to Elsie. And that one is knocked out of bounds off Caleb's hand. Fifth turnover of the quarter for the Yellow Jackets and of the game. George Ranch with two. Ori Limbrick tries to get it down low and does to McKinley Harris, and Harris is fouled. First personal on Adam Gonzalez. More changes. Leandre Johnson back in the ballgame. Kobe Bailey comes in. Adam Gonzalez checks out. And we'll try to bring you up to date on the 10 players on the court for each club. This one inbound to Nixon Bess. Bess gives way to Jaden Briscoe. Briscoe out top, working against Marcus Martinez. He's in the ballgame. Shot by Limbrick is no good. Rebounded by the Yellow Jackets. 1:35 left in the first quarter. Longhorns by four. It's 10-6. Bailey can't find anybody. Now does. Damian Robledo with the ball. Briscoe on him. Down low to Marcus Martinez. Martinez dribbles way out top. He's got Marvis Odaya on him. Now he gets it down the lane to Elsie. Elsie's shot is off the back iron. Rebounded by McKinley Harris. Harris to Bess, who puts one up. No good. Rebounded on the other side by Marcus Martinez. That one was too strong by Nixon Bess. Martinez being dogged out top by Marvis Odaya. Now to Leandre Johnson. He puts up a jumper. No good. The rebound by Odaya, but he comes down and falls down. And whistled for traveling. Third turnover of the game for George Ranch. Longhorns have Odaya, Briscoe, McKinley Harris, Nixon Bess, and Limbrick in the ball game. Shot put up by the Yellow Jackets. No good. Rebounded by Odaya. He goes the length of the court. Puts up a jumper. No good. Bess scrambles for the rebound. It's taken away from him by Caleb Elsie. And here come the Yellow Jackets. Kobe Bailey is looking here in the corner to Leandre Johnson. Thinks better of that pass. Now being guarded out top by Bess. Puts up the jumper. No good. Rattles around. Rebound by McKinley Harris. And the Longhorns head down court with 5 seconds left in the first quarter. Marvis Odaya out top, puts up the three-pointer as the buzzer sounds, and that one is no good. And that's how the first quarter ends. George Ranch, 10, and the Alvin Yellow Jackets, 6. You're listening to George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunting Group. Call the Hunting Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntinggroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
Back at the ranch, I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHS iRadio for live George Ranch High School Longhorns varsity basketball. The Yellow Jackets from Alvin High School are in the building. It's George Ranch 10 and the Yellow Jackets 6 as we start quarter number 2. Kobe Bailey with the basketball, guarded out top by Noah Thomason in the corner here to Damian Rebolito. It puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Thomason. Thomason to the basket and puts one in. Noah Thomason with 5 points on the night. It's 12-6. Longhorns have doubled up on Alvin High School for the moment. Here's Elsie's jumper, and that's good. Caleb Elsie with 5 points. And the lead is down to three. That was a three-pointer by Elsie, so he's got 6 points. And the lead is down to three, 12-9. Reverse layup is no good by Marvis Odiah. Rebounded by the Yellow Jacket. Here comes Damian Rebolito. He puts up a three-pointer. That one off the front iron, no good. Rebounded by Marvis Odiah to Matthew Berger on the right side. Back out top to Odiah. He drives, puts up the left-hander, no good. Rebounded by Bailey. Bailey in the lane, puts up the jumper, no good. Rebounded again by McKinley Harris. Good board for Harris. To Thomason, back to Harris, puts up the three-pointer, no good. Nixon Best with the rebound. Little hook shot, no good. Rebounded by Kobe Bailey. And John Oliverio wants a timeout. We'll keep it here and update you on the scoring. In the first quarter, Marvis Odiah had 4 and then 3 each by Jaden Briscoe and Noah Thomason. That was the 10 points that George Ranch had in the first quarter. Longhorns committed 3 turnovers. Since we've been back, Noah Thomason with the layup. And so Thomason now with 5 points and the Longhorn lead is 3 at 12-9. In the first quarter, Kobe Bailey with 3 points and Caleb Elsie with 3. That was the 6 that Alvin High School had. They committed 5 turnovers. And then in the second quarter, Caleb Elsie drained a 3-pointer. And that's where we stand at 12-9. Long pass broken up by the Longhorns. Matthew Berger has the basketball. 6 turnovers now by the Yellow Jackets. Down low to Noah Thomason, who puts up the layup. He's got 7 points, and the Longhorns lead by 5, 14-9. Good press again by George Ranch. E.J. Brumfield in the lineup, wearing number 3 tonight. And a good lay-in by Daryl Hill. Daryl's first 2 points of the night. While we were talking about that steal momentarily, Daryl Hill got the ball back and put it in for the Yellow Jackets. It's 14-11. Longhorns by 3. And George Ranch with another turnover. That ball was intercepted by Kobe Bailey. Bailey has it. Now over here in the corner. Out top to Damian Rebolito. Puts up a 3. That's no good. Scramble for the rebound. And the foul is whistled against Samuel Bell, his first for Alvin High School. George Ranch with the ball. Noah Thomason to McKinley Harris to Matthew Berger. Back out top to Noah Thomason. Thomason drifts into the right corner. Right-hand dribble, left-hand dribble. Now gets it down low. to McKinley Harris. Harris puts up the first shot, no good. His follow is good. And Thomason, or McKinley Harris, is on the board with his first 2 points of the night. Longhorns by five, 16-11. George Ranch, good press. Matthew Berger and Noah Thomason, and they finally get the basketball on the press. Alvin turned it over now seven times tonight. This one down low to Best. Best puts up a too strong of a shot. The rebound is put back in by Brumfield. E.J. Brumfield is on the board, and the Longhorns lead is back up to 7, 18-11. Kobe Bailey for Alvin. Tries to get it down low. It's stolen away. Eighth turnover for the Yellow Jackets. And Brumfield drives the lane, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Damian Robledo, his first. And at the free throw line is E.J. Brumfield. He drained a three and made his presence felt right when he came in. And that first free throw is no good. Goes in and around the rim and comes back out. George Ranch with some wholesale changes now. Jaden Briscoe is in. Ezekiel Wandy is in. And Hugo Itufu is back in. That second free throw by Brumfield, no good. Cleared off by the Yellow Jackets. Caleb Elsie with the rebound and the ball. Drives the lane, puts up the left-handed layup, no good. That one is taken away. Good rebound by Hugo Itufu. Three-pointer on its way by Jaden Briscoe, no good. Rebounded by George Ranch. Ezekiel Wandy out top to Noah Thomason. 3:44 left in the second quarter. George Ranch by 7, 18-11. Thomason tries to drive in, has that ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch, they say, by Thomason. That'll be the fifth turnover by George Ranch. 8 for the Yellow Jackets. Travis Phelps across the timeline, in here to the corner to Caleb Elsie. Elsie tries to put one up, no good. Drove the baseline, put up a short jumper, and that one hit the iron and came out. Noah Thomason with the rebound and the basket at the far end. Thomason with 9 points, and the Longhorn lead is 9 at 20-11. Good D out top by the freshman, Jaden Briscoe. Finally broken by Adam Gonzalez. Gonzalez across the line. Gives way to Travis Phelps. Phelps guarded out top by Hugo Itufu. Ball is knocked away briefly. Retained by Alvin. Adam Gonzalez on the far side. Noah Thomason on him. Here's a three-pointer on its way by Phelps. No good. Rebounded by Elsie. And the putback is good. 8 points for Caleb Elsie. Longhorns by 7, 20-13. 2:24 left before halftime. Jump shot put up by Brumfield. No good. Rebounded. And the putback is by Hugo Itufu. His first 2 points of the night. And the Longhorn lead back up to 9, 22-13. Adam Gonzalez breaks the press, gets across the timeline, gives way to Caleb Elsie, senior with the basketball, behind the back dribble, and now he puts up a turnaround jumper, no good, rebounded by Ezekiel Wandy, out to Jaden Briscoe, Briscoe on the left side, into the corner to Noah Thomason, drives towards the basket, gives it off to Briscoe, back to Thomason, out top. And the three-pointer on his way by Brumfield. No good. Just caught the front part of the iron. Rebounded by Adam Gonzalez. Here come the Yellow Jackets. Gonzalez tries to get it down low to Elsie. That one is knocked away by the Longhorns. Ninth turnover for Alvin in the corner to Jaden Briscoe. Out top to E.J. Brumfield for George Ranch. And I see we have a score on the women's game. They're at Elsick in the first 23-6A game of the year. This one stolen away by George Ranch after the missed shot. Noah Thomason drives the baseline. No good. And the ball is taken away. And a foul is whistled against one of the Longhorns, and we'll see if it is a technical foul for something that was done or said after Thomason drove the baseline. Yeah, it was a technical foul whistled against Noah Thomason. He was crushed on that drive along the baseline, and he either did or said something down there, and the ref caught it. And now at the free throw line at the other end is Adam Gonzalez. First free throw on its way is good by Adam Gonzalez. He'll get a second one. 22-14, Longhorns by 8. Adam Gonzalez at the line, second half of the technical foul, and that one is good as well. And, of course, after Alvin shot the free throw, they get the basketball as well. 52 seconds left before halftime. Stolen away by Marvis Odiah. That is the 10th turnover of the game. And let's see who the personal fouls whistled against. Odiah at the free throw line. He's got 4 points. First one is no good. Off the back iron. Checking in, Marcus Martinez for the Yellow Jackets. Odiah with the ball. He'll get his second shot here momentarily. 49 seconds left before halftime. That one is too strong. Off the back iron as well. Odiah gets his own rebound, puts up the jumper, no good. And the ball off one of the Longhorns, McKinley Harris, and out of bounds. Sixth turnover of the game for George Ranch. Longhorns pressing early on. Kobe Bailey having some difficulty getting the ball down court. And a blocking foul whistled against McKinley Harris, his first. Yellow Jackets will inbound right in front of their own bench here at George Ranch. Slap of the ball by Leandre Johnson. Finally gets it in to Kobe Bailey. Bailey guarded by Ori Limbrick. Gets across the timeline. Looking for a clean shot. Now he gets Leandre Johnson to come out and help. Now to Paul Kintervater. Kintervater tries to go down low, and it's out of bounds. 11 turnovers for the Yellow Jackets. Marvis Odiah kind of trapped here in the forecourt. Now gets across the timeline. He's being guarded by Marcus Martinez. Now over to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick into Hugo Itufu. He puts up the jumper, no good. A rebound by Bailey, and he throws it the length of the court, and that one is no good. And here we are at halftime, George Ranch 22 and the Yellow Jackets 15. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell & Johnson Dentistry.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Back at George Ranch High School, Longhorns 22 and the Alvin High School Yellow Jackets 15. We're at halftime. Here's the scoring so far for the Longhorns. Leading the way, Noah Thomason with 9. 4 points for Marvis Odaya, 3 for Jaden Briscoe, 2 for E.J. Brumfield, and McKinley Harris and Yugo Itufu also with a basket. Longhorns committed 6 turnovers in the first half and lead the ball game by 7. On the other side of the ledger for the Alvin High School Yellow Jackets, 3 points for Kobe Bailey, 2 for Adam Gonzalez. Leading scorer in the ball game for the Yellow Jackets, Caleb Elsie with 8, and 2 by Daryl Hill. And that's the 15 points that the Yellow Jackets have so far. They've committed 11 turnovers on the ball game in the first half. Reggie Dunn, thank you very much for sending over the score at halftime. It's Elsick 33 and George Ranch 18, 33-18 so far at halftime. Longhorns, Lady Longhorns, are opening up their 23-6A schedule over at Elsick, and it's 33-18. Thank you, Reggie Dunn, for setting that over, and we hope he'll keep us up to date on the score for the Lady Longhorns as they start district play tonight at Elsick. It's 33-18, Lady Longhorns down by 15 so far over at Elsick. Take a break here. More on our halftime show. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhyme's, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugar Land Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
All right, thank you, ladies. Back at George Ranch High School, it is the Longhorns 22 and the Yellow Jackets from Alvin High School 15 as the boys complete their halftime shoot-around. We'll go through the scoring again for George Ranch. Marvis Odiah with 4, Jaden Briscoe 3, E.J. Brumfield 2. Top scorer for George Ranch, Noah Thomason with 9. And then a couple each by McKinley Harris and Hugo Itufu. And that's the 22 points that George Ranch has. Exiting the second quarter for the Yellow Jackets. Leading scorer is Caleb Elsie, the 6'3 junior, with 8. 2 points by Daryl Hill. 2 by Adam Gonzalez. And a 3-pointer to open the game by Kobe Bailey. And that's a 15 points for the Yellow Jackets. If you were with us during the pregame, you heard John Oliverio talk about winning the rebounding and winning the game. He said all the games that they've won so far this year, and they won 7, they won the rebounding at both ends of the court and won the ball game. The ones that they lost the rebounding at both ends of the court, they lost the game, and they've lost 8. I'm not sure we can't, we don't keep rebounds, but just by observation, it looks like George Ranch is only allowing Alvin 1 shot at the basket and clearing the boards down here. George Ranch is getting multiple shots on their end, and Alvin is allowing that. So I would say, at least at this point, that the Yellow Jackets are not winning the rebounding war underneath the basket and therefore aren't winning the game if you follow that logic by John Oliverio. We are ready to go again in quarter number 3. Longhorns lead it by 7, 22-15. We'd like to welcome in one of our newest sponsors, the Gilman Auto Group. They're celebrating their 79th year of service to the Houston, Harris County, and Fort Bend County communities. We're talking about Gilman Honda Fort Bend. You can call them at 1-800-615-2726 or find them on the web at GilmanHondaFTBend.com. Look at all of those new and pre-owned Toyotas in their inventory. That's the or the Hondas rather. That's the Gilman Honda Fort Bend Auto Group in Rosenberg. We're underway in quarter number 3. Noah Thomason out top to Matthew Berger right in front of us here at George Ranch. Berger puts up a 3-pointer. That one rattles in and out. The rebound by Odiah, and his shot can't go. Kobe Bailey with the rebound. And a drive on the basket by Travis Phelps. And that one is knocked away and knocked out of bounds by Nixon Bess. And Nixon Bess swatted that one out of bounds with some authority. And now Phelps will inbound, and he gets it in to Elsie. And Elsie tries to put up a shot, and he's fouled. Guilty party there is Matthew Berger, the 5'10 senior. That's Matt's first one. Caleb Elsie puts up the free throw. First one is good. He'll get another, and that one off the front iron, no good. Rebounded by Hugo Itufu. And here come the Longhorns in the corner to Bess. Bess gets it down low to Marvis Odaya. And he goes underneath the basket, puts in the reverse layup. And that is 6 points for Matthew Odaya. And the lead is back up to 8, 24-16. In the corner on the far end, Damian Robledo with the ball out top to Elsie, who puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by the Longhorns. Matthew Berger down at this end. Puts up the shot. No good. And the ball is kicked back out top to Noah Thomason. And George Ranch will reset to Berger on the left wing. That one is swatted right back to Matthew. Now out top to Bess, to Noah Thomason, to Matthew Berger. Three-pointer on its way is good. Matthew Berger gets on the board with a three. And the Longhorns have their biggest lead. It's 11, 27-16. And the turnover bug that bothered Alvin in the first half is again, George Ranch steals that one. And Noah Thomason gets it down low to Odaya. He tries to put up a shot. It's no good, but he's fouled. Foul is whistled against Travis Phelps, his first. First free throw is good by Marvis Odaya. Started the third quarter with 4 points, now has seven. Next one on its way is good as well. Odaya converts on both of those free throws, 29-16, Longhorns by 13. Elsie from the corner is good. Caleb Elsie with his 11th point of the night. And a timeout is called by Charlie Jones. He wants to take care of some of those defensive lapses. Caleb Elsie was by himself and had the opportunity to get a good look at the basket and drill that one in. Elsie with 11. Next nearest scorer to him is Kobe Bailey with that three-pointer that opened the game. Adam Gonzalez has two, and so does Daryl Hill. On George Ranch's side, Noah Thomason still the leading scorer with nine. And then 6, 7, 8 by Odaya. Three each by Jaden Briscoe. Briscoe with three. Brumfield with two. We had to change that three-pointer that he had in the second quarter to a regular basket. And then McKinley Harris and Hugo Itufu also with two. This one put up from the wing by Marvis Odaya. No good. Rebounded by the Yellow Jackets. George Ranch only getting one shot at the basket here in the third quarter. So John Oliverio talked to his club about getting back on top of all of those rebounds. This one in the corner, in the far corner to Damian Robledo. Lets that one go. No good. Rebounded by George Ranch. Hugo Itufu cleared the boards for the Longhorns. And that one is thrown away by George Ranch. Seven turnovers on the night. And Kobe Bailey almost loses control, regains it. And he's down low, being guarded and double-teamed. Now up top to Robledo. Puts up the three. No good. Rebounded by Marvis Odaya. Odaya puts up the three-pointer. That's no good. And the rebound by Leandre Johnson. He gives way to Kobe Bailey. Bailey will set things up. He walks the ball across the timeline. George Ranch away from that press, at least early on here in the third quarter. This one down low to Damian Robledo. The reverse layup, no good. Rebounded by Nixon Bess. Noah Thomason to Bess. To Marvis Odaya. To Matthew Berger in three-point area. He gives it to Marvis Odaya. To Noah Thomason. To Ezekiel Wande in the ballgame for George Ranch. Can't do anything with it down low. Kicks it back out to Nixon Bess. Now Noah Thomason being guarded out top by Robledo. A three-pointer on its way by Berger. No good. Rebound, and the putback is good by Nixon Bess. Freshman 6'4", Nixon Bess with the basket. And John Oliverio this time wants to call a timeout. A good board and a good putback by Bess, and the Longhorn lead is 13-31-18. Take a quick break. You're listening to Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
3:59 left in the third quarter. Longhorns by 13 over the Yellow Jackets from Alvin High School. George Ranch comes into this one 5-9. Yellow Jackets 7-8. George Ranch has led the entirety of this ball game, and now the lead is the biggest it's been. It's up to 13 points, 31-18. Out top for the Yellow Jackets. Samuel Bell has that one stolen away. And as quick as George Ranch had the ball, they also gave it back. A travel whistled against Brumfield. So George Ranch now with 8 turnovers and 13 for the Yellow Jackets. They'll inbound at the far end. Slap of the basketball by Gonzalez gets everybody moving. James Lucky now with the ball. Back to Gonzalez. He's guarded out top by Jaden Briscoe. To Marcus Martinez, over to James Lucky, back to Martinez, back to Samuel Bell. A lot of movement now in the offense for the Yellow Jackets. Adam Gonzalez gets it down low. Quick jumper by Samuel Bell, no good. The rebound by George Ranch, taken away by Ori Limbrick. Limbrick in the corner here to E.J. Brumfield. Brumfield gives it to a streaking Jaden Briscoe, lays it up and in. Briscoe with 5 points. And the Longhorn lead is 15, 33-18. Gonzalez guarded by Limbrick. Out top, he gets it down low, and a quick shot by Paul Kintervater. And that's no good, but he's fouled underneath. The foul whistled against Ori Limbrick. He's a 5'10 freshman, one of the three freshmen playing and getting some good minutes for George Ranch. By necessity, Longhorns have two or three players out, one for the season, one will be back on Friday, and one after the first of the year. Second free throw by Kintervater is no good. He made the first one. 33-21. This one down low. And put up and in by McKinley Harris. And Harris is fouled. Not a shooting foul. George Ranch will inbound. Ori Limbrick will do that. He gets a down low to Bess. Bess blows the layup early on. And then a scramble of the basketball, or for the basketball, rather, between Nixon, Bess, and Elsie. And the award goes to Alvin High School. Inbound to Samuel Bell. Back to Adam Gonzalez. Limbrick on him. Gonzalez across the timeline. Limbrick still on him. Almost poked away by Brumfield. All the way across court to Chris Touch, who's in the ballgame. Touch out top to James Lucky. To Gonzalez. To Caleb Elsie. Elsie almost loses control. The ball is kicked out. And fighting for it on the ground is Nixon Bess. But Bess was out of bounds, so the ball go back to the Yellow Jackets. Nixon Bess was trying for the basketball on the far side and was on the ground and kind of rolled out of bounds with it. So it went back to the Yellow Jackets. Caleb Elsie. To Kobe Bailey. Back out top to Touch. Touch loses control. That is the 14th turnover. And a foul whistled against Samuel Bell, his second for Alvin. No press by the Yellow Jackets. Ori Limbrick walks it up. Jaden Briscoe with the shot. It's a three-pointer, and it's good. He's got 8 points. George Ranch, 36. Yellow Jackets, 21. Longhorns by 15. Kobe Bailey being dogged by Limbrick. Ball in the corner, stolen away by George Ranch. 15th turnover for the Yellow Jackets. Here's a drive on the basket. It's good by McKinley Harris, and a foul. Foul whistled against Chris Touch. He's a 6'2 freshman in the ballgame for John Oliverio's club. His first personal foul. And trying to complete the three-point play is McKinley Harris. Puts that one up, and it's good. Harris with 5 on the night. Longhorns by 18, 39-21. Longhorns had the press on, now abandon it. Across the timeline is Kobe Bailey. Sends one in the corner to Samuel Bell. Puts up the three-pointer, no good. Now ball hits the iron and scoots out of bounds. Another turnover for Alvin High School. They have 16 on the night. We're inside 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. Another three-pointer on its way by Jaden Briscoe. This one is blocked. At least partially, and the ball went out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound under their own basket. E.J. Brumfield will do that. Brumfield slaps the ball. Longhorns start moving around. Nixon Bess has it to Brumfield. Three-pointer on its way, no good. And the ball is kicked way out to Ori Limbrick. So he'll start things again with 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Down low to McKinley Harris. Harris tries to get a shot off, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Yellow Jackets. George Ranch will inbound. 19 seconds left in the third quarter. Jaden Briscoe, 5'9", freshman with the ball. He's got 8 points. He's way out top. Now gives it to Brumfield. Brumfield down low. To McKinley Harris. Back to Brumfield. Out top. Three-pointer. No good. And this one is knocked away and out of bounds. And that's the end of the third quarter. It's a Longhorns 39 and the Yellow Jackets 21. You're listening to live George Ranch varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Back at George Ranch High School for fourth quarter action. Longhorns by 18, 39-21. Noah Thomason in the lane. Jump shot is no good, rolls around. And a rebound taken away by Caleb Elsie. He gets it out here to Leandre Johnson. Back to Kobe Bailey. And the Yellow Jackets walk it across the timeline. In the corner to Damian Revelito. He tries to go down low. It's swatted away and out of bounds by the Longhorns. Alvin will inbound under its own basket. We'll catch you up on the scoring when we have a chance in the break of the action. Caleb Elsie with the ball. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Matthew Berger. Here comes Berger. He's guarded by Paul Kintervater. Now to Marvis Odiah on the far side. Nixon Bess out top. The top of the key, almost stolen away by the Yellow Jackets. In the corner here to Matthew Berger. Drives a baseline. Little jumper. No good. Off the front iron. And rebounded by Alvin High School. Bailey to Robolito. Puts up a three. No good. Rebound goes to Travis Phelps. Phelps drives in the lane. He puts one up. That's too strong. Rebounded again by Alvin High School. Kobe Bailey being guarded by Noah Thomason. Now gives to Travis Phelps. Phelps puts up the jumper. This time, Marvis Odiah clears the boards for George Ranch. The ball is knocked out of bounds. Good hands by Kintervater to knock it out of bounds for George Ranch. Or against George Ranch, rather. Matthew Berger will inbound under the Longhorn basket. It's 39-21. Longhorns by 18. Three-pointer on its way by Odiah. No good. Rebounded by the Yellow Jackets. 6:33 left in the ball game. George Ranch by 18. In the corner, knocked out of bounds by the Longhorns. Alvin will retain possession and inbound in front of their own bench. John Oliverio is up and talking to his crew as they try to inbound here. And the ball is in. Finally into Daryl Hill. Hill, a 6'2 senior, back in the ball game for the Yellow Jackets. He has the basketball on the far side, looking for someone to pass to. Finally finds Kintervater up top. He tries to drive on the basket. That's no good. 17th turnover by Alvin. And a drive by Thomason. No good. Down at this end and stolen away finally by Robolito. George Ranch with their ninth turnover on the night. Charlie Jones has to be happy with that. Just nine turnovers in three-plus quarters of play. A shot put up by Alvin. Rebounded by Odiah. And then a foul. They tried to tie up Marvis. And got a little too handsy in there. Foul whistled by Kintervater, or on Kintervater, rather. That's Paul Kintervater. He's a 6-foot senior in for John Oliverio's club. He's whistled for the personal foul, and the inbound will be triggered by Ezekiel Wande down in the far corner. He gets it into E.J. Brumfield. Brumfield to Briscoe and back to Brumfield. Briscoe out top now, being guarded by Damian Robolito. Gives way to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick will dribble backwards a little bit and kind of set things up. Now down low to McKinley Harris. Harris out top to E.J. Brumfield. Brumfield holds the ball high. Now backs up a little bit himself to get things set up for George Ranch. To McKinley Harris. Harris trying to find Brumfield, who's streaking to the basket. That one is knocked away and a foul. by Daryl Hill. First personal foul for Daryl Hill. George Ranch will inbound. Ori Limbrick will do that. He's a 5'10 freshman playing for Charlie Jones, one of three in the lineup and on the club, putting in a lot of minutes with one, two, three injuries to some of his other players. Now a jump shot put up by McKinley Harris. No good. Rebounded by the Yellow Jackets. Adam Gonzalez. He'll get it across. McKinley Harris on him. Good spinaway dribble by Adam Gonzalez. Out top to Daryl Hill. Hill tries the same thing and loses control. And that one goes out of bounds. 18 turnovers for Alvin. George Ranch with nine. 4:35 left in the game. It's 39-21. Longhorns by 18. Jaden Briscoe, one of those freshmen with the ball. He's got 8 points. Now to Brumfield. Back to Briscoe. Briscoe on the near wing here. All the way around the horn to Limbrick. Out top to Brumfield. Brumfield to Limbrick. Limbrick drives the lane. Little reverse layup. No good. And a rebound by Samuel Bell for the Yellow Jackets. Drive on the basket by Gonzalez. A basket is good. And a foul. No basket and no foul. As the ball just went straight out of bounds. Looked like it had gone in, and maybe it did, but referee said ball went out of bounds. And this one down low to Ezekiel Wandy. Wandy puts in his first 2 points of the night. 41-21, Longhorns by 20. George Ranch forces another turnover. That's 20 for the Yellow Jackets. Longhorn still with just nine. Inbound to E.J. Brumfield. Brumfield around the horn to Briscoe. Three-pointer is good by Jaden Briscoe. That's his third of the night. Longhorn lead is 23. It's 44-21. Adam Gonzalez at top being guarded by Briscoe. Briscoe with 11 points on the night to Elsie. And Elsie thought he saw somebody streaking. Got the ball over to the far side off the hands of Limbrick and out of bounds. So Alvin will retain possession, trying to get it in. And John Oliverio wants a timeout again. All the Longhorns are talking to Jaden Briscoe about his three-pointers, the last of which went in from the far wing over there. Briscoe is the best three-point shooter on the club at 43%. And he's got 11 points. Let's bring you up to date on the scoring. It's 11 now for Briscoe, 8 for Marvis Odaya, 2 by E.J. Brumfield, 3 by Matthew Berger, 9 for Noah Thomason, 5 for McKinley Harris, and 2 by Hugo Itufu, and 2 by Ezekiel Wandy. And that is the 44 that George Ranch currently has as we start play here late in the fourth quarter. Kobe Bailey with 3, 2 by Adam Gonzalez, 2 by Damian Robolito, 11 by Caleb Elsie, a free throw by Paul Kintervader, and a basket by Daryl Hill. That is the 21 for the Yellow Jackets. Ball is inbounded at the far end by Alvin High School. Adam Gonzalez out top, being guarded by Limbrick. Back to Gonzalez. Now out top to Travis Phelps. Phelps drives down the lane. Little scoop layup is good. Good shot by Travis Phelps. His first 2 points of the night. Now to Brumfield on the far side over here to Limbrick. Limbrick out top to Briscoe. Another three-pointer on its way. No good. That one hit the front iron, the back iron, and came out. And a rebound by Elsie. And a foul whistled against McKinley Harris from behind. He tried to get in on that rebound and couldn't. And fouled Elsie. McKinley Harris with two personal fouls on the night. 2:25 left in the ball game. George Ranch by 21, 44-23. Caleb Elsie lets a three-pointer go. That's no good. Rebounded by Ezekiel Wandy. To E.J. Brumfield. Brumfield out top to Wandy. Around the horn to Briscoe. Briscoe tries to get it down low to McKinley Harris. That one is interrupted by Alvin High School. 10 turnovers for George Ranch. Now a jump shot from the far side by Samuel Bell. No good. Rebounded by Brumfield. Brumfield will try to take it himself. And he gets boxed in there and then walks with the ball. 11 turnovers for the Longhorns. In the ball game, Jonathan Pugh for Alvin. So it's Adam Gonzalez, Samuel Bell, Jonathan Pugh, James Lucky, and Travis Phelps for Alvin. Shot put up, rebound by Matthew Mayer, who's in for George Ranch. Matthew Mayer, first play tonight. He's a 6-0 senior for Charlie Jones. He's got the basketball here in the near corner. And a good feed down low to Chemise Easy. And he can't get the layup. Easy now with the basketball. Little jump shot, no good. Ori Limbrick with the rebound. He can't do anything with it. Gets it out top to Matthew Mayer. And Mayer is called for the travel. 12 turnovers now for George Ranch. Longhorns have Jaden Briscoe, Ori Limbrick, McKinley Harris, Matthew Mayer, and Chemise Easy in for the Longhorns. As play continues here late with 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Out top to Adam Gonzalez. Gonzalez guarded by McKinley Harris. Kind of some deliberate play here. Down by 21 with just 30 seconds left. You think the Yellow Jackets would just be putting the ball up. Now Gonzalez puts up a three. No good. Rebounded by Jaden Briscoe. Briscoe waits for everybody else here. Now in the corner to Matthew Mayer. Mayer with a three-pointer. That one is in and out. Rebounded by Chris Touch. 14 seconds left in the game. Yellow Jackets get the ball across the timeline. And a little scoop layup is good. Jonathan Pugh with his first points of the night. And it's a final. George Ranch, 44. And the Alvin High School Yellow Jackets, 25. We'll be back to George Ranch to wrap this one up. Charlie Jones usually comes over for a post-game interview, so we'll have that if he runs on over. He usually does. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry. If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Back at George Ranch High School, it's the final. Longhorns 44 and the Yellow Jackets from Alvin High School 25. Charlie Jones is here. And John Oliverio said that his team, if they can control the boards, usually win. And if they don't, they don't. And tonight, I think you guys control the boards on both ends of the court.
We really went after the boards today. Marvis had a tough night shooting, but he ended up with 12 rebounds. So I talked to him and just said, hey, keep crashing the boards. Don't worry about your shots. Keep trying to get – I wanted him to get 20 rebounds. He got 12. So we've been working on that all year. So it was good to come out on top because of rebounding.
Yeah, and the Longhorns were getting multiple shots at their end, but really limiting Alvin to just one shot, and then George Ranch had the ball.
Yeah, we've been talking about it all year, about if we can get to 50 to 55 points, we think our defense is good enough to keep us in a lot of games. And the guys played so well defensively today. They fought hard. We didn't give up many points. We tried to give up single-digit quarters. That's our goal. And I think we did it for the most part, other than I think the first quarter. We were really close, but I'm proud of them for the way they played. I think we got better tonight.
Got some good play from your freshman. You were talking about that in our pregame interview. Jaden Briscoe's the best three-point shooter on the team, and he didn't disappoint tonight. He finished with 11 points, 9 for Noah Thomason, 8 for Marvis, as you mentioned, but some good balance with some of the other guys too, 5 points by Harris, and then everybody else chipping in a little bit.
Yeah, the young guys got to come in and play. We bringing back McKinley. He's been out for the last 6 games. He does a lot for us. He's very vocal. He talks a lot, and I left him out there with the young kids, so it helped him out a little bit. And I'm glad Jaden finally got going, and the bench was up cheering for him. So it was a fun night, and the kids came together. I'm really happy.
And you had told us about this in the pregame, that these guys kind of got forced into the lineup because of the injuries to Taylor, to Chris Johnson, and to Darius Rousseau. And they have given you some good quality minutes.
Yeah, I looked up one time and there was 3 freshmen on the floor. So you're thinking, yeah, you want to say the future is bright, but we're hoping the present is bright too. So hopefully they can just keep getting better one game at a time and get ready for district next week.
Now, Friday, you go on the road again. You're at Cy Springs for your last non-district game before A-Leaf Hastings next week.
Cy Springs is tough. You know, all the Cypress schools, they're well coached, they play hard, they're skilled, so we got to come ready. But our main focus is just to get better every practice, every game, and at the end of the day, whatever happens is gonna happen.
What was one thing that you saw that you were just very pleased with and proud of?
I was happy about making the extra pass. We've been talking about making the extra pass and not holding on to the ball. I think we did a good job of kicking the ball up the floor, just playing for each other. And I think we played for each other to tonight, and That was probably the most exciting thing about this win.
Talk a little bit about the district. What's 23-6A going to look like for you guys this year?
Every night is going to be tough. You got to come out and play every night. Or last year we lost by 1 point to get in the playoffs. Anything can happen. Any team can beat any team on any given night. So you have to be ready. You have to be prepared. So like I said, we're just trying to get better one game, one practice at a time, and the scoreboard usually takes care of itself.
All right, congratulations, and we'll wait to hear what you do at Cy Springs on Friday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. That's Charlie Jones. We wrap things up here at George Ranch. Final again, Longhorns 44 and the Alvin High School Yellow Jackets 25.
I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHSI Radio. We'll be back here at the ranch on Friday night. It'll be women's basketball. Taylor High School comes in. The Lady Lions come in to play George Ranch. Let me check here. Reggie Dunn has done a great job keeping us up to date on the score. Let's see what he has. I noticed a score from the third quarter. I don't see it anymore here. Here it is. At the end of the third quarter, it was 44-39 Elsick. And, you know, the Longhorns were down by a bunch at halftime. So George Ranch really came on strong in the third quarter. So the Lady Longhorns were down by just five at the end of the third quarter. So you fans can check on Twitter to see how that one turned out. Lady Longhorns back here Friday night. We'll have the game at 6:45, beginning at 6:45. And, you know, that's always wishful thinking. That's what we're planning for. But those JV games kind of push us back. Tonight we were pushed back and didn't start till 6:55. And I hope you fans got that notice on Twitter so you could jump in with us right on time and listen to all the pregame and then get the full play-by-play of the basketball game. So, again, we'll try to be on the air at 6:45 on Friday night. The Taylor Lady Lions come in here to face George Ranch while the men are on the road to Cy Springs, and we'll try to have some scores on the air during the ladies' game of what George Ranch and the men's team does from Cy Springs. As we said, we're glad you joined us tonight on GRHS iRadio, our live broadcast of George Ranch High School sports. Final again, Longhorns 44, Alvin Yellow Jackets 25. So long, everybody.